conference. August 23rd. August 23rd. August 23rd, 1951.
Statement or two here for you, which I think may clear up some questions you might be inclined to ask, so I'll read them to you. They'll be in mimeograph form outside, Tony. Mimeograph form outside, Tony, and yes, I'll go slow. General Ridgway has reported to me and has made public, the story of last night's episode. Of course, no truth in the communist claim that a United Nations plane had bombed the Kisong area. No United Nations aircraft were even in the vicinity at the time of the alleged bombing took place. Whether any enemy aircraft were present is not clear. But the so-called evidence shown to the United Nations liaison officers make it extremely doubtful that any bombing took place at all. We do not know the purpose of this new communist masquerade at Kisong. A communist liaison officer last night made certain statements about calling off further meetings in the armistice negotiations, but it is not clear whether he was referring to the meetings planned for today, to the meetings for the next several days, or whether it is the communist intention to back out of the armistice negotiations altogether. Until this is clarified, we cannot appraise the events of last night, except that they obviously were not calculated to move the negotiations forward toward an armistice. Now the next one's on Iran. I've been most disappointed to learn of the suspension of the negotiations in Tehran between the British delegation and the Iranian government, which we had hoped would lead to a settlement. Since these conversations have been suspended, rather than completely broken off, it remains my hope that a solution will eventually be found agreeable to both parties. It has been clear during the course of negotiations that both Iran and Great Britain sincerely desire a settlement. And in view of this fact, I am confident that an arrangement can ultimately be worked out. Mr. Harriman has worked long to bring and to set the stage for a settlement, and his activities have had my complete support. His letter to Prime Minister Masovic of August 21st summarizes very clearly the American point of view on the steps which led to the view on the steps which led to the view on the steps which led to the conversation and the conversations and the views that Mr. Harriman put forward reflect my own and the State Department. I want to make a certain other matter clear about which there's been a great many statements due to misunderstanding in the House and the Senate. I'd like to clear up a lot of misinformation about the government's very important industry dispersal program. The program has been misrepresented for something else. The opposed efforts from one part of the country to another, the government's plan. Our program has no relationship to the Raines Amendment. which intended widespread dispersal of plants. Our program, which was carefully described by the National Security Resources Board recently, does not tell any industry or individual where to locate. It does not propose moving of existing plants wherever they may be. It merely encourages the spacing of new defense and defense supporting industries a few miles apart. Under this program, defense plants and basic industries can, if they wish, find distinct industrial centers such as Detroit, New York, Pittsburgh, or San Francisco. The program merely suggests that in building a new plant in such areas, the site of the new plant from the other defense plants in the same locality. On the other hand, the program does nothing to interfere with the normal efforts of non-industrial areas to attract business. This is a common sense program which serves the national security in the atomic age and is consistent with the American system of competitive free enterprise. I urge every member of Congress, every industrialist, and every labor representative to take the time to read this program. They will find it economically sound and adaptable to any state or industrial area. Had the report been carefully read, there would have been no argument about it. No argument about it. No, if any questions, I'll be there. Try to answer. I have no further comment to make on that. I never heard of it. Statements must have taken all the wind out of your sail. Mr. Harriman is coming home. Yes, he'll be home in about a week. I don't intend to formulate any report. I'm making an investigation of conditions with the idea of curing the patient and not killing it. Everybody has a right to his guess. They made a lot of guesses in 1948. We hope that the negotiations will be resumed. If they want the services of Mr. Harriman, undoubtedly he would be able to go. Do you want to ask a question, you? If conditions are favorable, I hope to arrive there on the 5th, Duke. Be there the rest of the week.
you heard anything recently?
No, I haven't. Not right recently. I heard from about two recently. I heard from about 2 weeks ago, and he's getting on all right then. I hadn't heard about that. He seems to be in great demand now. Very capable person.
Thank you, Mr.
All right, Smitty.